Welcome to Component 1, Introduction to Healthcare and Public Health in the U.S. This is Unit 1-3, Paradigm Shifts in Medicine. Let us consider some of the core values of healthcare in the United States today. A central tenet of the practice of healthcare and healthcare delivery in this country at this time is the concept of patient centricity. Patients are at the center of the universe of healthcare delivery, and often exercise individual choice when it comes to management of their illnesses. The concept of interdisciplinary care has also gained attraction, especially as diseases become more complex and management options correspondingly increase in complexity. Technology and innovation drive healthcare, but technology can also drive healthcare spending. When we look at the cost of healthcare, there are five general options for financing healthcare. The first is taxation, or general revenue. The second is to have a system or some form of social health insurance that will finance healthcare. The third is to have voluntary or private health insurances. The fourth option is out-of-pocket payments that patients will make in order to take care of their illnesses. And the fifth is internal donations, which may come from communities, organizations, or professional societies. But the fact of the matter is that healthcare expenditure has increased dramatically in the last few decades. In the United States, healthcare expenditure was $253 billion in 1980, increased to $714 billion in 1990, and then increased further to $2.3 trillion in 2008. We're spending 16% of our GDP, gross domestic product, on healthcare expenditure. That comes to over $7,500 per resident in the United States. There is definitely a need for cost containment, and this has been one of the driving forces, one of the core values in U.S. healthcare today. Let us spend some time discussing some of the key paradigm shifts in medicine. The first of which is the shift from a physician-centric model of care to a patient-centric model of care. Just a few decades ago, patient care options were determined by the provider, and patients were offered limited or no opportunity to make decisions. In the past few years, there has been a cultural shift toward giving patients greater responsibility for their care. There has been a shift from paternalism, or the opinions of the physician, to patient autonomy, or the opinion of the patient. The Patient Self-Determination Act was passed by Congress in 1990. This act requires healthcare organizations to give patients at the time of inpatient admission or enrollment certain information about their rights, including the right to participate in and direct their own healthcare decisions, the right to accept or refuse medical or surgical treatment, and the right to prepare an advance directive and information on the provider's policy that govern the utilization of these rights. Providers, organizations, and healthcare systems have become more responsive in the past few years to patient needs and now actively foster a partnership with patients. This shift from physician centricity to patient centricity is a key paradigm shift that influences American medicine as it is practiced today. The second paradigm shift in medicine that we will examine is the shift from individual to team-based care. Historically, care for a patient was provided by an individual healthcare provider. With increasing complexity of healthcare and patients, there has been an evolution towards collaboration between healthcare providers to optimize patient care and solve complex biopsychosocial problems. This has led to the formation of interdisciplinary teams. An interdisciplinary team may be defined as a group of individuals with diverse training and backgrounds who work together as an identified unit or system. Many such teams operate in the healthcare environment. For example, in intensive care units, in hospice care, and even in the outpatient setting, you will often see teams of physicians, social workers, care management specialists, and pharmacists working together in the care of the patient's medical problems. As the paradigm shifts from individual care to team-based care has evolved, the concept of the patient-centered medical home has gained traction. This is a term introduced by the American Academy of Pediatrics in 1967 and is now endorsed by multiple organizations, including the American Academy of Family Physicians, the American College of Physicians, and the American Osteopathic Association. Features of the patient-centered medical home include a personal physician. This implies that each patient has an ongoing medical relationship with a personal physician who is trained to provide continuous and comprehensive care. The patient-centered medical home is characterized by physician-directed medical practice. The personal physician leads a team of individuals who collectively take responsibility for the care of the patient. In this model, care is coordinated and may be integrated across all elements of the complex healthcare system. There is an emphasis on quality and safety, and enhanced access to care is available through systems such as open scheduling, expanded hours, and new options for communication between patients, physicians, and members of the interdisciplinary team. The next paradigm shift that we will examine is the shift from physician-kept patient records to personal health records. The first medical records were notes that were maintained by physicians. In 1907, Dr. Henry Stanley Plummer at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, developed a system of medical records where each individual patient was assigned their own record. These records were stored in a centralized fashion in the Mayo Clinic, and any clinician that was taking care of a patient could access the patient record. Now, current advances in technology have led to the electronic medical record, but these are still usually created, maintained, and updated by the provider or the system. The current trend is toward the personal health record, which is created and maintained by the patient. The patient has significant control over the content within the personal health record and can even assign different privileges to different providers. The final paradigm shift that we will examine in this unit is the shift toward a dominance of technology in healthcare delivery. We have seen this over the past few years, but technology has taken an ever more important role in healthcare delivery. Health information technology allows comprehensive management of medical information and its secure exchange between healthcare consumers and providers. But the dominance of technology has also been driven by other factors. The broad use of health information technology has the potential to improve healthcare quality. It can prevent medical errors. Technology can increase the efficiency of care and reduce unnecessary healthcare costs. Technology can increase administrative efficiencies, decrease paperwork, and expand access to affordable care. In the arena of public health, technology can improve population health.